right, guys, welcome back. We're going to do an episode on TV. What's hot right now? What are our favorite shows? Today, I have our returning guest, Devin. Devin's in the house. Devin, what's your Instagram handle again? DSax10?
Yeah, DSax10. Okay. I think I got a follower last time.
From the podcast. All right, that's my that's our one subscriber. I think actually we have four subscribers now. I checked the stats correctly. One of them is my mom and one of them is myself. So that might be the other two. Anyways, follow Devin, DSax10. So let's just jump right into it. You know, we wanted to do this episode because right now it's a pretty down period, spring. There are no good movies out right now. You know, Black Panther's month out now, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm probably not going to see anything until the summer blockbusters. So we want to talk TV. What we're going to do for you today, we're going to go through best TV, what we're watching basically. So that means the best TV shows or Netflix shows on TV right now. So let's go. Devin, hit me. Give me your top five.
Ooh, I'm going to give you my top five. Atlanta is definitely my favorite show on TV.
I'm so glad you brought that one up, not because I've seen it, but I don't know anything about it. I did tune into the first episode, so why is it so great? Should I watch this? Why should we watch this?
It's just so – it's very entertaining. One, Donald Glover has a mind that's just so creative when he puts forward, like, a lot of issues that we see in our community, and he does a really good job of representing, like, the Black community as a whole.
Okay.
And like the small nuanced things, it's I'd like to compare it a lot to Seinfeld in the sense of it not really having it like a drive. There's a storyline, but there's no real like drive of like accomplishment at the end of the season.
Okay.
Or, like at end of each episode.
And what is it? We're now on the third season.
It's a second season.
Second season that came out in the fall.
Second season just started like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, wow. So even better. It's fresh right now. Just to take a step back for our four subscribers that might be listening, Atlanta, what's the story arc? It's about Donald Glover. He's like managing his cousin's up and coming rap career. Right?
Yep, exactly. That.
Cool.
And it just kind of goes from there. First season is them like trying to get to a point where they're like, like reputable and known and be able to establish themselves. And this season is kind of handling that first step of fame within Atlanta and like growing from there. Yeah, when you watch each episode, it kind of goes off like these different nuances within Black community, within rap, within music, within culture, pop culture, within just like a lot of different aspects. I don't really want to give away too much, but it's interesting. You have these three characters who are just not really doing much in a sense, but doing everything at the same time.
Doing much as in like action on the
like,
show?
You know, if you go to, for example, another one of my top five shows is Game of Thrones. It's very, like, strong characters, storylines, plot focused.
Gotcha.
There's a lot of plot, but at the same time, the plot's not really about much, but it's about a lot.
So is this what you mean by, like, it's like Seinfeld? There's no, you know, Seinfeld is the plotless show, right?
Yeah,
it's a show about nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really about, like, the dialogue, like, what it's representing.
Exactly.
Like, our generation. Today? Is that an accurate description?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is this a Donald Glover show?
Yeah.
It is? Mm-hmm. So he carries a show? Or
He is like one of the main characters, but it's not – there's plenty of episodes without him in it, and
it's
still amazing.
Okay.
So I'd say it's not – he's not really the anchor of the show.
Gotcha. Is he a writer?
Him and his brother are the two writers and creators of the show.
All right, cool. And this is an FX show, so you can watch it on FX. Is it on
it's on Hulu.
I see it. Oh, that's right. That's how I saw it. So it is on Hulu.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. What would you, out of 10, what would you rate it?
10, absolutely.
10 out of 10?
There hasn't been a bad episode.
Is the second season so far better than the first?
I'd say it's about even.
Okay.
Not the first.
I saw the first episode, and this was a month ago, and I didn't feel compelled. I saw it on the plane, I think. Didn't feel compelled to see the second. Is there a period where it's the hook, as I call it? Like, you got to watch Like Breaking Bad took me, I don't know, a good 3-4 episodes to get hooked. Mm-hmm. And I was completely hooked.
I think you should, by second episode, you'll understand the pace of the show. And you'll be like, okay. You'll either love it or you'll be like, oh, it's okay.
Okay.
But the majority of people will love it after the second episode.
Gotcha. Any last thoughts before?
I'm sure we'll come back to it several times.
I bet so. That's definitely high on my list of what I want to check out. I'll go next. My top show, like the one I wanted to talk about, I feel kind of feel like this is kind of cheating because it is on hiatus. Fargo. Have you seen any of it?
I've watched like 2 episodes of Fargo.
Season 1?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so season 2 Fargo, 10 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
Season 1 Fargo, I'd give it like a 9. Season 3, maybe like 8.5 to 9.
Mm.
Depends. I have to think. But the second season is phenomenal.
That's also an FX show, right?
It is an FX show. Yeah, shout out to FX. We should ask them to be a sponsor. Maybe I'll loop that in. Fargo, awesome. Were you a fan of the movie?
Oh, yeah. Love the movie.
Yeah, he's great. It's cool. Especially the second season, they pay a lot of homage to the show. You'll see, like, you'll recognize the stink lines that are from there.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm trying to summarize why it's so great. It's just like the Mute movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so unique.
Yeah.
Out there, like, just not just the accents, but I mean, the writing is phenomenal. There's the director Noah Hawley's like the showrunner. He makes a lot of really great allusions and references to like other great works of art, poetry. Like I think there's they recite the Jabberwock. You know that poem by Lewis Carroll?
I've read it at one point.
Yeah. So, I mean, I bring that up because it's just really interesting and unique. And there's a lot of action too. A lot of people die. So
yeah.
It's pretty fast paced.
Oh, nice. Is it humor? Is there still like a humor on the line? In there?
Yeah. I would classify it as black humor. I mean, when we were making our list, I know we wanted to separate by comedy and drama, and I had to kind of think twice, but for me, I think it's pretty clear. It's a drama.
Mm.
Yeah. So this is what I tell people when they ask me what's the best show on TV right now. I tell them Fargo, but it's on hiatus. I was doing some research before. Noah Hawley's running a new show, Legion.
Another FX show. Shout out FX, which I hear is amazing.
Oh, yeah. I heard that was pretty good, too. Mm-hmm. It didn't sound that interesting to me, but I don't think the fourth season will come out for at least not until 2019.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So that's my show.
Okay.
You want to go next?
Number 2, I'm Game of Thrones head.
Game of Thrones head? Gotcha.
I'm very excited for...
I feel like we can't do the show without mentioning some sort of Game of Thrones.
Yeah, that's like one of the most like dominant shows I think I've seen in our generation.
Oh, yeah.
By far. Like that, Breaking Bad, maybe The Office, being like a close third. But
Yeah. I'm glad you said those three. I was going to bring one up earlier. When you were talking about Atlanta, I was going to bring up Girls, actually. Are you a fan of Girls?
Yeah, I watched all the way through.
Okay, I didn't see the last season. I just felt like that was... that's our generation.
Mm-hmm.
That's the millennial generation. It kind of captures our voice. That's our show. I don't love the show, but I find myself keep coming back to it. Like, I've never binge-watched it. I've done like 2 seasons here and then I forgot about it. I come back and I know sometime in the near future, I'll probably come and finish the last season. Cause like I said, I relate to it so personally. I feel like those are our friends on the show kind of.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'd agree with that. Yeah. Girls is a very relatable show.
Girls.
Like Atlanta.
As I say, that's our generation's Sex and the City.
It is.
Sex and the City, Brooklyn hipsters.
And they're young 20s.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like that. So what's your second show?
So you said Game of Thrones, that's not coming back out till 2019.
Yeah, we got a ways.
Okay. I don't really have much to say about Game of Thrones. I feel like it's over and done. I will say that the last season was very predictable and I guess rightfully so. It was kind of rushed. And they were in this like weird space where like George R. R. Martin has not released the book.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're like kind of like making shit up as they go along.
Yeah, exactly. They're just buying time for this second half.
Yeah. I think everybody saw like the show has never really been predictable before, right? Like, nobody saw the Red Wedding coming.
Oh, man.
Like, I feel like everybody saw the Ice Dragon coming.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You knew as soon as that dragon
exactly. Like, oh,
it was coming back.
We know what's going to happen here. Yeah, we're going to chain it up. Where did they get the chains? I never understood where the White Walkers got those chains to... Sorry, spoiler alert, to pull out the dragon.
Yeah. Well, I feel like if you're listening to this podcast and you have not seen the latest episode of Game of Thrones or last season, you're definitely my mom. Hey, mom. Or, like, you just stumbled upon this by accident.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. So fast forward to that. Yeah. Oh, too late, whatever.
Okay, so the next one I'm going to give you is, so that's number two on my list. You know what? Since we're talking ahead to 2019, I gotta throw out True Detective out there. Really briefly talk about this. Season one, probably one of my favorite seasons of television ever.
Easily.
Yeah. Actually, when I was making my list of favorite TV shows by year, so that was one I filled in right away. So that was True Detective Season 1, 2014. True Detective Season 2, really shitty. Season 3, the two detective people have been announced. You want to try and take a guess?
Oh, they have been announced.
Yeah, they have been announced. One, I don't think you'll know because I don't really know her. One's a... I'll give you a guess.
Wait, maybe... I think I know one's Colin Farrell, right?
No, that's... Colin Farrell was...
That was last season. Not Colin Farrell.
I'll give you a hint. It is a recent Oscar. Not this year, but a recent Oscar winner.
Oh, winner?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I was excited when I heard.
Oh, it's not Leo, is it?
It's not
Leo. No, no, give it to me.
Mahershala Ali.
Oh, really?
Did I say that right?
Yeah, it's close enough. He's from my hometown.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, Hayward, California. Shout out.
I didn't know he was from Hayward.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, he's awesome. He's great. He's really good in, I know him as Remy Danton.
Mm-hmm.
House of Cards. Yeah, so he's going to play one. And so I think they're filming right now. That's also coming out in 2019. Maybe we should have announced this as like TV shows before 2019. And then the other one is going to be Carmen Ejogo. She's in Ejogo. She is in Fantastic Beasts. She's in Selma.
Oh, okay. So
I kind of recognize her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. That's a good combo. Where is it taking place?
So they are going back to their roots. It's going to take place in the Ozarks.
Okay.
That reminds me. I just thought of a new show that. Did you see Ozark?
I did watch Ozark.
That was surprisingly very, very good.
It was good. I had my moments where I'm like, I don't know. Jason Bateman his character just seemed a little too calm in all the scenarios early on the season. Yeah. And then they had that timeline episode where it's like jumping all over the place that kind of explains how he got to that point.
Yeah.
They should have had that episode a little bit earlier. And I would have been more appreciative.
I'm with you. It did take me a little bit to get into it. I had no very low expectations going into it, which is kind of why I enjoyed it.
Yeah, sad.
And the other thing is I keep thinking, you know, I'll always associate Jason Bateman with the rest of development. So
yeah.
I keep expecting to hear Ron Howard's voice. Yeah.
He's the same character. He's the same guy in every single role.
He is really good in this.
Yeah, but he's good. He is good.
He's a good actor.
Yeah.
So True Detective is going to be Remy Danton from House of Cards.
Mm-hmm.
And Carmen Ejogo. I'm sorry, I'm butchering that name. They're gonna go back to their roots. It's gonna take place in like a creepy place, the Ozarks.
Yeah.
I don't know anything else about it, but I'm excited for it.
Yeah, I mean, I'll watch it as long as it's better than this past season.
The weird, weird Colin Farrell season.
And, who's his? I already forgot. Was it Vince Vaughn?
Vince Vaughn. Oh, yeah. I forgot he was in.
Yeah, it's like, that was such a trash season.
I didn't even finish
it. Yeah, did I?
Yeah. Cool. So that's we've done two each.
Okay.
Do you count Atlanta as a comedy or drama?
I count it as a comedy, I guess.
Okay. All right. What's your next one? Because I might steal your next one based on, because I know we talked about this one.
I think Master of None last year is one of the season two is one of the best seasons on TV.
Like, wow. Easily. Strong words.
Easily.
I too had that association when I first saw it. So I gave the first season, or would you rate the first season?
First season's like an 8.5 out of 10, I'd say.
I gave it a 6.5. Okay. I thought it was just like mediocre, but I thought it was promising because he was trying a lot of like narrative techniques and things just to see what would stick, him and Alan Yang. And I think they kind of figured it out, and that's why season two turned out to be so great.
Yeah.
It was really good.
Yeah. I gave season 2 10 out of 10 for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I would give it like a strong 9, 9.5, mm-hmm. especially the New York episode and then the dating episode. I love those two.
Yeah. The New York episode highlighting the three people of New York, you're saying?
Yeah.
Love that episode. And I love the Thanksgiving episode.
Episode. I forgot about that. Angela Bassett plays mom. She's phenomenal.
Phenomenal. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I forgot how good of an actor she was.
Yeah.
So kind of awkward too, because we don't know the status of the show concerning
everything that came out.
Yeah, exactly. The recent allegation. It's funny too, because he talks about that in the show with the character, his friend, like the Anthony Bourdain character.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah.
So like, I would love to see, I hope there's a season 3 and I hope they address it, and I would love to see his take on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cool. Anything else you want to say about that? Mass or none?
No, it all needs to be all set. Yeah.
All right. Let's stick with Netflix shows here. On the theme of comedy, I've given you two dramas. So I want to go with probably an underrated one, Love.
Yeah.
Which has just released season 3. It's on Netflix. And I love this show.
Mm-hmm.
I've been following it since the beginning. I kind of like stumbled upon it.
Mm-hmm.
It's produced by Judd Apatow, so there is kind of a big name associated with it, but I still feel like it doesn't get the love that it should.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pun intended. But I agree. I think it's a very well-written show, very funny.
Yeah.
Judd Apatow, I mean, he's great at making those, like, I don't know how to qualify it as, like, a not really quirky comedy, but it's...
I think that's accurate.
Yeah.
I think it's different. I think also, too, that these characters seem, like, very real. Like,
yeah. They're both kind of shitty. Yeah.
Yeah, they're flawed. They were looking at like a real life depiction of like, this is, it's relatable, I feel like, because they are flawed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I also like how this season, did you finish season?
I did.
I like how they start, the supporting cast is starting to play a bigger role.
Yeah.
You get to see more of Chris,
mm-hmm.
Randy, like his weird friends. Like, this is what I've never lived in LA, but this is exactly how I would imagine.
Yeah.
If I were to move to LA, what my friend group would look like, yeah, what they would be dealing with.
Yeah.
So yeah, we don't want to give away too much about the show, but we should have done a quick summary of the show.
Oh, right.
Okay. So if you're pitching the show, because if there's one show that I think our listeners come out and say, I want to watch this, like for you, it's Atlanta, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which you've already convinced me to watch. Right, I want to convince people to watch Love. So what would your pitch be?
Oh, man. I guess the best way to describe Love is two troubled mid-20-year-olds in Los Angeles,
mm-hmm.
trying to figure out themselves while jumping headfirst into a relationship at the wrong time.
That's awesome. That like perfectly sums it up, I think. And I would just add, chaos ensues.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I think it's very relatable. The music, I think, is great.
Oh yeah, they do a really good job.
Yeah, yeah. I've got a playlist on Spotify just from the songs they use.
Nice.
Yeah. So that's my number one underrated choice. Love. Check it out on Netflix. So we got 3 each.
Yeah, I guess 3 each. I don't know if we're going to talk about any like animated shows.
We can, yeah, qualify.
I think one of the most underrated shows out right now is BoJack Horseman.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely. The cool thing about a lot of comedic shows out, which I think is taking a lot over TV right now, is uh-huh. that they're kind of the best platform to talk about real issues that are going on. Whether it be like race related or gun control related or like
yeah.
health related. And BoJack kind of tackles all those points. The first season starts out, because I'm not sure if anybody is familiar with BoJack. It's basically BoJack is a horse. It's a world where people are, there's humans and animals living together and everybody's communicating. And BoJack Horseman is like a person who had his own sitcom in the early 90s and is today kind of trying to live in the past.
Yeah. Who's like a real life example? He's famous. Charlie Sheen.
Yeah. Charlie Sheen.
Yeah,
would definitely be. He's like, BoJack is an asshole.
Kind of. Yeah. I feel like, so he peaked early, he found success and fame early, and now he's like depressed and all because he's hit rough for times. Yeah.
It's a very dark company.
I did see the first season. Actually, one of the quotes I really like is Mr. Peanut Butter quote. The universe is a cruel, uncaring void. The key to being happy isn't a search for meaning. It's just to keep yourself busy with unimportant nonsense and eventually you'll be dead. I think that quote kind of encapsulates
the show.
Brilliance and the darkness of the show,
right? It's so great.
Yeah.
You've only watched the first season?
I only watched the first season. I liked
it. Gotta keep going. So the first season does a lot of leaning on kind of the whole animals and humans living together aspect. Mm-hmm. And then the subsequent seasons 2 and 3 are just totally just like talking about issues,
okay,
but still being very funny and witty at the same time. It's really good.
Gotcha. Okay, so you've convinced me to watch. I'll give BoJack a shot. I'm definitely gonna watch Atlanta. I want to try and see if I can get one that you haven't seen. Have you seen Mindhunter?
I have not yet.
Okay, Mindhunter came out 2017. Season 1, it's about... Do you know what it's about? Have you heard?
I do. It's a guy that's, like, creating the term serial killers, right?
Yeah, kind of. They're, like, starting the first basis for studying serial killers from, like, a psychological perspective. Mm-hmm. They're FBI workers, and they also eventually, later on, they recruit I think she's a psychiatrist.
Mm-hmm.
To help them, and they try and start asking the question why, like, why are these serial killers doing crazy things? What connects them in order to prevent or trying to understand, get inside the mind of a serial killer?
Right.
It's really interesting, great acting. Season 1, I definitely think it starts off really strong and kind of wanes off, but it's still a very good show. Probably one of my favorite shows or seasons of television from 2017.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll check out Mindhunter then.
For sure. And then, you want to get... So that's mine, so you go now.
Ooh. Handmaid's Tale? Have you watched that on Hulu yet?
No, but I'm so glad you did, because I wrote down a bunch of shows that were, like, honorable mention for me that I know I've been getting a lot of buzz. I just haven't checked it out. Yeah. What's it about?
That's the hardest question. A lot of people ask me what's it about.
It's like a futuristic dystopian tale.
Yeah, that's pretty much all you can say. Mm-hmm. I mean, the more you talk about it, the more you give away. And they do a really great job of kind of throwing you in the deep end from episode 1.
Okay.
And then by the end, you're just like wanting the story to continue.
So is it what makes it great? It's about the story, right? It's just like a unique story. And like, curious to find out what.
Like
how the plot develops.
Yeah, exactly. What's going on? How did they get to this point?
Yeah.
Like, who are these people?
Is it an hour, half hour?
It's an hour.
Hour, episode. 10 episodes?
Yeah, I think 10 or 12. Yeah.
It's a big commitment.
Yeah.
What's the hook factor? How many eps?
I think 2.
2?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So if I had to, you have to rank it for me, Atlanta, BoJack, then Handmaid's Tale.
I think I'd rank it that way. Plus, I love, what's her name? Elizabeth Moss. She's one of my favorite actresses. She just makes it seem so effortless when she's on screen.
Yeah.
She does a really good job. I think she does a great job in everything that she does.
I only know her from Mad Men. Is she anything else?
She had this one movie that I really enjoyed with the guy from The League. It was like, it's going to kill me that I don't remember this movie. The one I love. Did you ever watch that movie?
No, I never even heard about it. But I mean, Mad Men is definitely one of my favorite shows.
You should watch the one I love. It's like a sci-fi thriller comedy-ish.
Oh, wow. What year is that from?
I think like 2014. Yeah, 2014.
Okay, cool.
Mark Duplass.
Yeah, yeah. Him and his brother do some great stuff. Let's look him up. I just want to give up. Okay. He did, they did Jeff Who Lives at Home. I don't know if you saw that.
I did not see that one.
Safety Not Guaranteed.
No, I didn't see that. Togetherness, I've watched a few episodes of that. Oh, no, I have seen Safety Not Guaranteed. Just kidding.
Yeah, that's with Aubrey Plaza.
Yeah. Right?
Skeleton Twins. That was okay. Okay. All right, so my turn. So this is now where my list gets tricky. Because I will either want to give you... Okay, I got two left. I think I'll go with Shameless. Do you watch that show?
No, I'm not.
Okay, that's... And we're pretty deep into... We're probably already approaching season 8 for Shameless.
Yeah,
check.
I've been way behind that.
Yeah, so that is quite the commitment.
Because that's an hour each episode, right?
I believe so. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 45 to 59 minutes, 12 episodes a season. Yep, so the 8th season... First aired on November 5th and concluded on January 28th this year. So let me just make sure that I saw the latest season. Well, actually, I don't think I have seen it, so I'm excited to see that. So it's awesome. It's adapted from a British TV show, so it's about... a family of miscreants. How do I describe it? They have an alcoholic father and basically a non-present mother.
Yeah, I watched the first episode.
Oh, okay. So it's pretty easy viewing. You kind of like root for the characters as they deal with their own like issues. And, you know, they're growing up on the wrong side of the tracks. But I would probably still bucket that as drama, even though it's pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
Some elements.
Yeah.
Easy viewing. Like a sentimental favorite too. I feel like that's a show you either have only seen one episode or you've seen it all because like you're kind of like emotionally invested in the characters. Yeah.
Yeah.
Some really great individual acting as well. So yeah, I think that's really all I want. Well, I don't want to give away too much of it.
Okay.
I feel like.
All right. So I got Mindhunter to watch and Shameless to watch.
Shameless is going to take some commitment just because it's so many seasons.
Right. Eight, you said?
8 seasons.
Oof.
Yeah, that's
a lot of TV.
96 episodes.
Ooh, that's a lot of TV.
Yeah.
Do
you have any left on your list?
Yeah, I got a couple. I wasn't too sure how to place Black Mirror within this conversation.
I got Black Mirror. I put it down on my list of honorable mentions. Because, it is a little weird because they're kind of like one-off and there's like 3 episodes in a season. I have it on my list. I think everybody should be watching Black Mirror.
Yeah,
it's absolutely. Definitely one of the best shows on TV right now.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's kind of hard to put into play, right?
Right.
Because of that, because each episode is
a standalone short story.
Yeah. It's almost like it's like 10 different shows. Right.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite episode?
I think the episode that messed me up the most was the blackmailing episode where he's texting the guy to do all these things.
Yeah.
And I really enjoyed the one where you had the memory chip inside your head.
Oh,
you could,
that's my favorite. That
replay
was,
everything.
That was awesome. I didn't see that twist coming.
Yeah.
That was by far my favorite, and it screwed me up.
Yeah.
It really did.
Mm-hmm.
That, and then I would have to probably bring up, I like San Junipero.
Oh, yeah, that's a great, it's like a feel-good episode.
Yeah, it's actually one of the good ones,
yeah.
One of the rare ones. And then the The one with Bryce Dallas Howard and like the social media stuff, I couldn't finish that because I was like cringing. I was like, holy shit, that's awesome. Yeah. That's me.
Yeah.
Peddling for likes on Instagram.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah. So yeah, we got to throw Black Mirror on there. If you're listening to this, you got to check Black Mirror out.
Absolutely.
I'm going to go rapid fire before I go to my next one.
Cool.
Just go through honorable mentions, see if it's on. If you've seen it, it's on your list. The Americans.
Watch the first three seasons.
I've watched. Oh, okay. So you got way further than I did. I didn't even finish season one.
Oh, really?
I keep saying it's the best show on TV, but.
Season one was okay. Season two got very good.
Yeah.
And season three was great. I just haven't hit back to it for some reason.
Gotcha. What makes it so, like, why should I watch that over, let's say, like a different drama? Like, is it on Breaking Bad level?
Kind of. Not, I mean, it's hard to say it is since Breaking Bad was just so, you know.
Yeah, that's the gold standard.
Yeah, exactly. The standard's high.
So there are a lot of, like, you're like, holy shit moments?
There's definitely moments where you're sitting on the edge of your seat like, wow, these guys are going to mess it up.
Yeah.
This is it. This is it for the family. So I think the suspensefulness of the show can be parallel with Breaking Bad at times.
Gotcha. So it's been on my list for a long time, and I felt like I had to put it in honorable mention. The Good Place. Have you heard of this show?
I've heard of it. I have not watched it. Isn't that only a season deep or two seasons deep?
Yeah, it's fairly new. It's got Kristen... What's her name?
Bell.
Kristen Bell, yeah.
And
it's a pretty funny concept.
What's his name from Cheers?
Is it too? Is he in it? Frasier?
No, from... No. The tall dude. Oh, my gosh. See his guy with the
oh yeah.
Ted Danson,
yeah. Cool. So that one, I actually heard that from a girl I went on a date with.
No, The Good Place. It was good.
She really liked it.
Word.
Better Call Saul. I think I'm not up to date, but I've saw the first two seasons.
Mm. Yeah.
Did you see any of it?
I have not. I kept telling myself that I wanted to rewatch Breaking Bad before I start Better Call Saul. Yeah. And then I would rewatch Breaking Bad and be like, all right, well, I don't really feel like watching Better Call Saul right now. That Breaking Bad series finale was great. So I need to just jump into it. I've been kind of a wuss about it.
Yeah.
I feel the same with This Is Us because I've heard that show is...
Really?
People talk about them crying throughout the whole episodes.
Dude, This Is Us is like classic. When I first heard about who's in it, Milo Ventimiglia, Mandy Moore is
she's in it.
All right, this is just like another just like sad sap tearjerker.
Right.
Not, it's basically you have daytime, what are those, soap operas, and it's like a half step above it.
Right.
Yeah.
But I mean, Sterling Brown won the what did he win? The Emmy for it, right? For Best Actor?
Did he?
Yeah, didn't he?
I didn't know that. I like Sterling Brown. What have you? The only other thing I know him from is the OJ thing.
Yeah. I mean, he's also in Black Panther. But yeah, OJ.
He's great. I want to see him in more stuff.
What else is he in?
I'm looking him up. He's in Righteous Killed. I think I saw that.
I didn't see. I saw the Whiskey Tango Foxtrot movie, which was just...
Army Wives? Is that a show? Yeah. The Good Wife? Oh, no. He was just in... Yeah. Yeah, I want to see more Sterling Brown.
Now. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, interesting. Well, I'm glad you brought it up, because... I feel like that is a tasteless show, kind of. I'm being a snob here. So you brought up Master of None. We don't brought up Black Mirror. I feel like I got to give a shout out to... I can't believe I didn't put this on my list because I was a huge fan. Stranger Things.
Oh, yeah.
Love season one. I don't know. I was like not that good about season two.
See, I'm on the other side.
I also felt like... Oh man, when I was watching season one, that was like the best. I loved it. I like couldn't stop watching.
That's great.
I was, but I, and then I tried to give it a rewatch. It just wasn't
Season one.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it loses its kind of shock or like nostalgic.
Yeah, it just wasn't good.
Value.
I didn't want to watch through it.
That's why I like season two more. I feel like season one was very, oh man, it's so cool. It's like 80s feel. The music's great.
Yeah,
it's like a cool, fun adventure storyline with the kids. And then season two just jumps deep in into, this is a sci-fi show. This is hardcore sci-fi, and we're just trying to, you know, get you guys in this thriller mode with it, with the show, which I appreciated a lot more.
Yeah.
I feel like I have more of a want to watch season two again as opposed to season one.
Interesting. I finished it in a week.
Yeah, me too.
Season three, what are they going to do?
They have to go to a different group of kids, right? Or are they going to keep the...
I thought that too. Okay, I thought I was being... They got to go with, like, who's the Indian girl? What number was she? 11?
Yeah.
She's, what, 3 or something?
She's like 3 or 8, one of those.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's where it has to go for
they
sure.
They have to go on that story a little bit.
That would be interesting. I'm going to say it's going to get 4 seasons and then it's over.
Yeah.
And then fourth season, I think third season will not do as well because of that. And then the fourth season, they're just going to be like, all right, let's just see if how much money we can pump out of this. We're going to go back to the upside down.
Right.
Also, the kids are getting old.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, they are.
Like, wait, no. Can't be looking like that with a deep voice.
So Stranger Things, we got Master Non Black Mirror. I want to throw out Veep and Silicon Valley, which I think not many people are watching Veep. And I think people are watching Silicon Valley. I don't think I'm up to date, but definitely have to say those are like the two of the better comedies out today.
Mm-hmm.
Do you watch either of them?
I've tried to get into Veep so many times. Mm-hmm. I don't think I'm paying enough attention to it.
Yeah.
I hear...
It's a smart people show.
Because, you know, I'm not smart enough for it. But the pace of it, I know I'll like, because it's on that same type of pace of, like, 30 Rock, which is just quick jokes.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
But
I'm not up to date. It's like a show you enjoy while you're watching, but you're like, oh, man, I don't want to watch it.
Yeah, that's what I felt.
I don't, like, feel this desire to watch it.
But I'm gonna jump into Veep. I'm gonna commit to it because everyone says that the first 3 seasons are just great.
Yeah. See, I didn't even know there were 3 seasons yet. I thought it was on the 3rd season.
Oh, is it? I think it's even deeper than that.
I think you're right though, because it's been on for a while.
I think it's like 7 seasons or what, 6.
What episode are we on Silicon Valley?
It's 6 at this one.
It's been around since
Silicon Valley might be on its 5th season.
Yeah. So I anticipate it came out more. Yeah, that's a good run. That's awesome, too. And then the last one I want to throw out. Is there a last one? Oh, yes. I got to throw this one out. Insecure.
Yeah, that's on my list. That's on my list.
I'm glad. Mm-hmm. It's a great underrated show.
Very underrated. Very good.
Okay, let me ask you this. Who do you know that? Nobody ever talks about Insecure.
Yeah, sadly enough.
Who's watching it?
I guess us too.
Yeah,
we might be done with 2 years. No, because it's not. I mean, it got renewed for a 3rd season.
Yeah, I saw ads for it on the subway. I remember over the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember it was when I did use my friend's kind of like accounts to swipe HBO.
Mm-hmm.
It would pop up. That's how I got into it. I got hooked from it from season one. It's really funny.
It's very funny.
Yeah,
it's it just gives. It's a refreshing perspective that needs to be on TV.
Gotcha. Yeah. What's how would you highlight that that show? The show.
I'd say it's like a black version of Girls, but funnier.
Yeah, the tone is different.
The tone is much different.
Funny.
I feel like I like Girls. But sometimes it can get full of itself in a few episodes.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
Insecure doesn't have that issue at all.
Yeah, it's really easy watching. Mm-hmm. And I would say it is still relatable in the same way that Girls is, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I think I can relate more to Insecure.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? This is a story, group of friends starring Issa Rae as the protagonist. They're like, in their 20s, right? So they're trying to get their shit together, like us, right?
Yep.
Trying to settle down, figure out like their relationships, their careers, see where it goes. Yeah, I feel like we're not doing a good enough job pitching this.
Yeah, you, please watch it.
Yeah.
I beg of you, I'll Venmo you some money. Yeah. I'm trying to think of what else I have. I have the last few, Black-ish. When it comes to primetime, like network TV, love Black-ish.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never seen an episode. I've seen like clips here and there.
It's great. I mean, it falls under that line of comedy being the biggest platform of getting people's attention on real issues.
Mm-hmm.
Black-ish does a great job of that. It kind of is, it does a good job of saying like, hey, white people, this is how black people feel type of deal, but being very, a lot less, I don't know, not stepping on toes, I guess.
Yeah.
Is a better way of saying it. It doesn't feel like a lesson. It feels, it is a lesson, but it does it very well.
In a funny way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, then I got to throw out, I wasn't going to throw this one out because I don't actually watch the show. Say, but I feel like I got to give props to Eddie Long and Fresh Off the Boat.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
I've seen a few episodes. It's pretty funny.
Pretty good to see an Asian family sitcom.
About damn time, man.
About damn time, for real. I like to. Yeah, so we got to give it. I'm not really a sitcom guy. I feel guilty that I'm not watching this show.
Yeah, it's. I mean, yeah. It's easy to get sick of sitcoms. Or like, it's such an easy watch. It's more sitcoms are background TV.
Yeah. I'm going to do some quick fire ones. I'm just...
Go on.
Okay, let's see. Do you watch Scandal?
I've seen 2 episodes of Scandal.
Good. I'm glad. You would not be invited back to this. although I really do like... what's her name?
Kerry Washington.
Kerry Washington. Yeah, she's great.
She's great.
Peaky Blinders. Do you watch that?
I watched the first episode.
Okay.
And couldn't get into it, so when's the hooker episode? You think it's all right, where's the hook? Not the hooker episode.
I forget, but I remember thinking season 1 was the best. Mm. I just saw the most recent episode with Adrian Brody, who's awesome.
Where's he been at?
He's great too. So I'll show you a clip of it after.
The Pianist.
Gotta watch. Yeah. Let's see. Westworld is coming back this summer.
I got opinions on Westworld.
I didn't love it.
Yeah. I thought it was good, but there's one twist.
Yeah.
There's one twist that really got me.
Which twist?
Well, spoiler alert. So pause.
Everybody's a freaking robot.
That twist didn't get me.
I knew that was going to happen.
Yeah, I knew the black dude with the glasses.
Yeah.
I knew he was a robot. Second episode. Like, that guy is for sure going to be a robot at the end of the series.
Yeah.
Okay, but the twist that got me was the timeline.
That messed me up.
Great. Like, oh, wow, that was really cool how they did that.
Cool. That's a huge spoiler alert. Yeah.
But.
No, I didn't even reach that episode.
Did you really not?
I finished it.
What?
I got bored during the episode.
Me too.
It's so long.
And that toast is worth it. I'm going to check out season 2, but if it doesn't grab me in the first 3 episodes, it lost a view for sure.
Okay, that show was over an hour long, I feel like. It was like 10 or 12 episodes, right? I could sum that entire season up for you in like 15 seconds,
You
live in this world, there's an amusement park where, you know, there are these androids that look exactly like humans. You're in the Wild Wild West. Plot twist, some of them are actually robots. Plot twist, the time thing,
And that's pretty much it.
Yeah, and then everything else is just like, all this like it's boring just, stuff.
Yeah, boring back and forth.
It's just too
slow. They have this whole storyline of that guy searching for the center of the map and ended up being kind of really anticlimactic.
Yeah.
Westworld, please make sure season 2 is better than season 1.
Yes, please.
There's a lot of potential
faster.
There.
Yeah. Let me make sure. You got anything else off your list?
Shout out Rick and Morty, man.
Rick and Morty,
That's a talk about creative storytelling. I like that show a lot. What's his name? Dan Harmon.
What's your favorite episode? The first one that comes up to Jurassic Park in the amusement.
Oh, yeah, that Jurassic one's a good Park one. Movie. I think my favorite is whenever they go onto the evil Morty timelines.
Oh, really?
This was in the latest season where they kind of go to the whole Rick and Morty world where all the Rick and Mortys and all the dimensions are like together.
Yeah.
That's my favorite episode of the series for sure. Morty's killing Mortys.
Younger cousin turned me on to that. Mm-hmm. Younger cousin. I feel like if you like Rick and Morty, it's like kind of like oddball comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you like Rick and Morty, you're probably an adult swim addict like me.
Yeah, exactly. you're probably a nerd.
Yeah, a little bit.
There's no shame in that. This is a nerd podcast.
Oh, yeah.
So that's it. Let's just recap. Give me your five. Just roll them off, and then I'll give you my five.
ATL, Game of Thrones, Handmaid's Tale, BoJack Horseman, and Master None. My top five.
Awesome. Mine are Fargo, best drama on TV. Love on Netflix. Go check it out. If there's one show you need to watch, it's Love. It's very easy to view as well. I'll go Insecure. I guess I have to throw Mindhunter and then Shameless in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then the shows for 2019 that we're looking forward to that Devin and I will be watching, True Detective.
Yep.
Game of Thrones, coming back 2019.
Barry. Barry, sorry, we didn't talk about this.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Barry with Bill here. Actually, my roommate from college is writing for that show, so
no way.
Very excited for it. But yeah, I love Bill Hader. Everything he does is really great.
Right?
It's an HBO show.
Oh, it's an HBO. Okay.
So everything he does is pretty good.
It's a comedy about a hitman, right?
Yeah, it's a guy that used to be like a Navy SEAL who turned hitman and moved to LA to become an actor.
Oh.
Yeah, I think the premise is like he goes to track down this guy that he's supposed to kill, and the guy goes to an acting workshop, and Bill Hader's sitting in the back waiting for him to be finished so he can kill him, but he gets called upon in class and then becomes an actor.
I'm gonna be honest with you, I think that sounds the most interesting to me. I think that has catapulted over in Atlanta.
Yeah, I'm very excited about that, but you should still watch Atlanta. Yeah.
Cool, well, that's it for us. We'll catch you guys next time. I think what we'll do is we're gonna do a movie thing where we're gonna run down each of our favorite movies from year of birth. So 88, 89, 90. I already have my list. Devin will do his. Catch you guys next time. I can't sleep, I can't hold still. The only thing I really know is she got sex appeal. I can feel too much is never enough. You always there to lift me up when these times get rough. I was lost, now I'm found. Ever since you've been around, you're the woman that I want, so you're putting it down. Come my lady, come my lady.